I get overboard with them, you know. And they, all the kids that want to swim, they jump overboard. Some of them live in that water that deep, you know. But they get overboard and they swim and play in the water until they get tired. That's the way we used to do with my children. When I'd go somewhere, they come with me. I'd take them everywhere I'd go. We'll cross the lake down there sometimes. Go to her daddy's place up in there. We'd take all the family, go spend a couple of days over there. Take them, go across the lake this way, go to Bialos over there, my sister's place, where we used to live. Bring all my family down there and go down on Saturday and come back Sunday night. Sleep over there Saturday night. You know, just for a ride, go across the lake and ready to go. Okay. I always, everywhere I went, my family was with me. My wife, too. I didn't leave her home, and the only time she stayed home if I take my shotgun and go in the woods hunting. She couldn't follow me out there duck hunting or squirrel hunting in the woods. Sometimes she did. Before we had any children down there, she used to come out. I'd take her out in the woods down there hunt squirrels. She'd go down in the woods. She'd bring it out, had a small gun, you know. We had a good life. It was hard in a way, and on the other hand, it was hard in a way. We had to work hard. Had cold weather. We didn't have too much to keep warm with that fireplace. You know, and we managed to get out of home like this is, you know, when we raised our family, it'd been nice. No wind coming in, all insulated and everything else, good flow, good carpets and everything else, what all flow. No water coming, no air coming in here. You close everything tight, put your heaters on. In summertime, you put this on, it's cool, nice, pleasant. But when we raised our family, we had a hard time. You could feel the wind blowing through the walls in this house. When it blew hard, you know. We had paper in this house when I bought it. And the cracks in the summer, the weather board, and then the air would come through, you could see that paper breathe like that. I took all that stuff out of there, cleaned all that up, and all insulated inside and all brand new, everything, so there's no air come through here. And you can keep air conditioned and keep, in the wintertime, so comfortable. You got heaters in every room, you know. Keep it the temperature you want. Easy living. I'm glad we got that at our age. I'd rather see it that way now than to have it when we was young and be like it was when we was first married. It'd be hard then. You know what I mean? We got it on the easy side, and we got a good family. If we need anything, that's how far they are from us. See that thing right there? That's how far they are. They're further than that telephone. That's how close they are to us.
In a pistol, where would you put?
What's that?
In a pistol, you put what? In a rifle or a pistol, you put?
Shell. In a pistol, you put shell.
Yeah, you put shells in the pistol.
Yeah.
Pistol, the rifle too, you put the regular cartridge, you know what I mean? The regular bullet.
Bullets?
I don't have any of them. The rifle I had in there, I let my youngest son have it over there. My gun too. He got my little shotgun over there. I only got one old gun left in the house.
I don't know what they got.
That's all I got in the house. My old shotgun that I got when I was about 15 years old. Double barrel shotgun, the best gun in the country. If I want to go hunting, I can take that gun, I don't care what it is, if it's a duck or a rabbit or a deer, that's the gun. No double barrel shotgun.
Do